It's a new day. Yes, it is.
The Sunday Morning Playground on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA.
The Ticket.
Welcome back to the Playground right here on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA. The Ticket. I'm Josh Zinke. Over there is Tony O. Tony O's getting pumped for WrestleMania 33. And then Matt Misler. Have you ever watched wrestling before, Matt?
No, definitely not. Considering all these themes are definitely not wrestling themes.
All right, so no, not at all. So what we're going to do is have a little fun. You know Super Bowl, they had the prop bets?
Yes.
So I know, Tony O, you're not a big fan of wrestling. We do have a special media guest on hold. We'll talk to him right now. Media guest, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. Are you excited for WrestleMania 33?
A little bit. I'm actually getting really excited for it. We saw the set get revealed. It's absolutely ridiculous. A lot of good matches on the card. I'm excited. I'm pumped.
All right. And we won't say this person's name until the end of the show. It's anonymous. We're just going to call him Mr. Anonymous.
I'm the anonymous GM.
Okay.
He is. He does everything by computer. Yes, this is Playground, my show. We're talking wrestling. So I want to kind of ask some questions, and we'll just go around. Tony O, you just go ahead, just throw up anything you want. You can just even yell John Beeline if you want. So who's going to have the longest entrance to wrestling from when they introduce them to the ring? First, we'll ask our media guest, Mr. Anonymous. Who do you think is going to have the longest entrance from backstage to the ring?
Is there any question? It's Undertaker.
Undertaker's going to get that because obviously he has a long time to get down there. Matt Misler, what are your thoughts?
It's kind of obvious. It is Taker.
What about Triple H?
What about him?
A lot of people are picking Triple H as the longest entrance. You're not. You're going Taker.
I'm going Taker. I hate to say it, but look how old he is and look how long it takes. Unless it's going to be one of those things he did at the Rumble where it's lights out, lights come back on, and he's in the middle of the ring.
Ooh. And, yes, we did see the ring
Which
yesterday.
One?
There's a ring on top of a ring.
Oh, that. Well, which ring are you talking about, though?
Both rings.
Okay.
And they're on top of each other, and then there's in the background they had a somewhat of a roller coaster.
It's the Ultimate Thrill Ride.
Okay, and is New Day actually wrestling in this event?
I don't think so.
They're
not on the card.
So they're just the host.
Yeah.
They're just the host.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, at least we're on the same.
I think they end up.
Go ahead. Mr. Anonymous.
I think they end up wrestling in some capacity. It's just not going to be in an actual match.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that. Okay, I wasn't sure, so I'm glad we're all on the same page. No sad horn.
You just made the list.
All right. So attendance. So you think? All right. What's the attendance for tonight's WrestleMania? Tony O, do you want an attendance number? Just pick a number.
20,000.
20,000. You're wrong. Matt Misler.
I'm going to say somewhere along of about 67,000.
67, all right. And Mr. Anonymous, do you have a...
Oh, geez. God, they're in a football stadium, so I'm going to say around 70.
All right, yeah. Between 65,000 and 76,000 are what these three experts picked on Yahoo. Their sports picked some of these prop bets. Okay, so on to the New Day. How many number of segments does the New Day have? Meaning they are actually... shown. Pick a number, Tonio.
Someone else go first.
All right, Matt Misler.
I'm going to say 11.
Wow, that's a lot. All right, Mr. Anonymous?
Oh, gee, it's going to be like a five-hour show. 11 might not be crazy. I'm going to say 7.
All right, Tonio, you want to pick a number now?
9.
All right, so we're going to take these. Everyone that gets this right is going to owe each other $1 if they're right. How long?
I did not sign up for that.
Yes, you did. How long will Brock Lesnar and Goldberg last? Matt Misler, we'll let you go first. We know Goldberg's, beat Kevin Owens within, a minute something?
I think that was also the same thing with the Survivor Series match, too.
Yeah, all these matches. So how long does Brock versus Goldberg take tonight?
I'm going to say it goes longer than expected. I'm going to say it goes 3.5 minutes.
3.5 minutes, all right. Mr. Anonymous?
I'm going to say longer than that. I'm going to say it's going to be 8 minutes, and I'm going to even go out on a limb. I'm going to say it's not going to be a total turd of a match.
All right. Wow, Mr. Anonymous, making calls. Tony O, any thoughts on these guys? They go from 8 minutes all the way up to 14 minutes which would be more than Goldberg's fought in, what, 10 years?
I'm going to say six.
6 minutes. All right, yeah.
You just made the list.
So here's a question, Mr. Anonymous. You're going to go first. Does John Cena propose to Nikki Bella in the ring during their match or after their match?
After the match, yes. They've brought out Al Roker's supposed to be there. It's going to be a big deal. I'm going to say yeah.
All right. Matt Misler chuckles over there. What are you laughing about?
I just realized who Anonymous was.
Oh, really?
Okay. I just realized who it was, yeah.
All right.
I'm going to say yes, it happens.
Okay.
Why would you have someone from the Today Show?
There, did not do it. All right. Tony O's going against it because we're just going to give him that. So how many titles will change hands tonight? They go from 4 to 6 on this list. Miz, since you know who Mr. Anonymous is, why don't you go first?
Let's see. 1, 2, 3. I'm going to say a total of 4 titles change hands.
Wow. Wow. A lot of people are going to have WrestleMania moments. Tony O, I don't even know who's fighting on all these cards, so I'm going to let you guess. How many titles change hands tonight?
3.
3 on their big show. I'm thinking 3 as well. Mr. Anonymous, do you have a thought of how many belts?
All of them except for, I think Bray Wyatt's going to win tonight.
All right, so he keeps his, right, because he has his. Everyone else. Okay, here's everyone's favorite guy, Roman Reigns. Will he turn heel? Mr. Anonymous, will he go against the crowd and stop being whatever, a good guy? He's not a good guy or a bad guy. He's the guy. But will he?
God, I hope so. I think they're going to have him beat Undertaker, and I, for some reason, think that they're going to expect him to get cheered for it. But I really hope they turn him, make him a bad guy.
So you're telling me after all this time, they actually think that people are going to cheer for Roman beating Undertaker, a guy that's been there from when everyone was kids growing up to now taking their kids there, and they're going to cheer because he beats that guy.
Dude, they were expecting Brock Lesnar to get booed in his home state of Minnesota, and were surprised when he got cheered. So, yeah.
You are correct. Matt Misler.
I don't think they change him heel. I think they try to keep pushing the whole face aspect where he's a good guy.
Right, Tony
because they can't think of any other thing to do with him.
Right, Tony O, your thoughts, good guy, bad guy, what is he going to be after tonight?
I think he's going to be a good guy.
He's going to be a good guy, that way. Will he still get booed?
Of course.
Of course. Yes, he will. Who wins the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal? Mr. Anonymous, you want to go first?
Who's even in the Battle Royal? I have no idea.
A bunch of guys that aren't on the main card.
Jobbers is what we call them.
Basically, I have no idea. I'm going to say Big Show again.
All right. Miz?
The Iron Sheik? I don't know.
Yep, bleep you, jabronis. All right, so on this list, they got Braun Strowman, Sami Zayn, Mojo Rawley, Curtis Axel, and Sami Zayn again.
He never got eliminated from
He's never been knocked out.
He's still in the Royal Rumble.
He is.
That clock's still going. All right, so we'll see. We'll wait and see. That's usually
the
pre-show. Surprise entrance tonight. A guy that hasn't been there for a while. Miz, you go first. Who's your surprise entrant?
I think the obvious one is Finn Balor.
Boom. That's what 3 of the 5 said. Mr. Anonymous,
surprise entrance. I agree, Finn.
All right. Tony O, any surprise entrance? Finn Balor?
Yeah, I'll go with Finn Balor.
Yep. The other two they wrote down, Scott Hall and Kevin Nash. Don't know why they'd be back out there.
Too sweet.
And then the Hardy Boys.
Delete.
That could be a good one.
I know they're in talks contract-wise, but it would be hard to do that. Are they coming out with the ROH titles?
Is it going to be Broken Hardys, or is it going to be Team Extreme?
Well, I know that there were talks of the Broken Hardy line that everyone has been talking about, but there's still a lot of legal stuff to try to allow them to bring that aspect to the WWE.
Yeah, I think it's too hard. It's broken. Takes a lot of lawyers to figure that stuff out. I'm not saying they haven't been working on it.
Certainly not obsolete.
Yeah, definitely. All right, so our last question, and I'll let Mr. Anonymous, our media guest, call and answer this question. Length of WrestleMania, including the pre-show.
Oh, geez. What was last year? It was like 5-6 hours, something like that?
Yes.
Something like that. Pre-show starts at 5, so if that helps out.
Pre-show starts at 5, and then they're going to go till probably like 11:30. I'm going to say about 6 hours.
All right. Miz?
I'm going to say 6 hours and 17 minutes.
All right. Antonio, your thoughts on how long this whole thing that you're not going to watch happens?
I'll say 6 hours and 30 minutes.
You just made the list!
It goes all the way from six to six hours, 47 minutes. It's going to be all day long. And where is WrestleMania 33 at, Miz?
Orlando,
Florida. All right. Mr. Anonymous, you want to say who you are to the fine folks here listening in Ann Arbor?
Yes. My name is Crash. I was part of a podcast with two of these fine individuals on the show here today.
You just made the list!
And your real name?
My real name's Michael Pickett. I'm actually a morning show host out here in Illinois now. So.
All right. So, well, thank you very much for joining us. Couldn't have you on any other show except for the WrestleMania 33 show. So thank you very
much.
Thanks
for having me, guys.
The pre show.
To WrestleMania. And afterwards, are they going to do the Taz show on CBS Radio? Usually they do. I think so.
I think so. I mean, we'll probably hear it when we go back to syndication for a little bit. They'll probably plug that
a bit.
Oh, yeah,
that's right. Final Four for women championship game. All right, well, Crash, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Crash.
We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
Too sweet.
All right, so thank you for Michael Pickett for joining us on the playground. We got to get out of here, but last word, Matt Misler, for you.
Too sweet.
Too sweet. Tonio, any last words?
Could Jim Harbaugh be at WWE?
He could be.
Why not? We need to bring it up to the big house. Let's break the record that was over down in Jerry Dome.
Right, but will Jim Harbaugh be at this WrestleMania? Will he enter the Battle Royal?
He wins the Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
There you go. That's the last call. For Josh Zinke, Tonio, and Matt Misler, everyone have a great Sunday and go blue.